money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
For a season, nigga, I need
bread. Welcome back to another episode of Prosper to Godspeed. This is your host, Godspeed. I hope y'all, are doing good. Hope y'all enjoying your life, your day, your morning, your night, evening, wherever, however, whatever time you decide to listen to this episode. I hope that you're enjoying whatever you got going on. As always, we're going to start off with a short prayer. We're going to get that out the way. Lord Jesus, thank you for blessing us and keeping us safe during trying times, and blessing us and allowing us to still be able to have things and to do things. And we pray that we just appreciate the small things more than we appreciate the things that are big and clearly seen. Jesus' name pray, amen. Welcome back. So, as y'all been know, I started a mini-series within Prosper to Godspeed, basically detailing mental health and how exercise can help, and just not just how exercise can help, but a lot of facts about mental health that maybe we let we don't know about and we kind of ignore. So for those who don't know, I have a bachelor's in psychology and I have a master's in counseling. So I have a bit of knowledge on mental health and how it affects people. And like, I'm not a super professional. When I say that, I mean, like, I didn't go get a PhD and then further my studies. I stopped at the grad school because I realized my passion was definitely helping people, but I want to be able to do fitness and help people that way. Because fitness is not just about mental; it's about your It's not just about physical, but it's also about your mental, and that is something I'm learning how to do, be better at. And my wife and I, we're trying to tackle that monster together. But being mentally strong during a fitness journey is key, and probably the biggest key to a successful weight loss transformation or weight gain transformation. It's just the mental preparedness, mental toughness. You know, it's a lot of things that you were traumatized maybe by or just went through that you don't even know it affects you. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I started a mini series, and episode 43. Quick update about episode 43. I had to delete it and repost it because I thought I uploaded it, and for some reason it didn't seem like it was uploaded, because like, I'm not a big podcaster. And, you know, my audience isn't that big, but I know I have enough people that I get more than zero listens, you know, when I post and after I post. So it wasn't doing right. So I deleted it. And that's because we had this new feature on the app that I tried and I kind of botched it, I guess. So I'm not going to mess with that anymore. But I deleted and reposted, so it's up and it should be good to go. Again, I don't think a lot of people seen it being posted because it had to go through a filter first. It had to get approved by something else. And I think they just kind of stopped the process or something, but I don't know. So episode 43, exercise and mental health, is live, and you should check that out. Definitely a good episode, a good listen. Before I get into episode 44, I just want to let y'all know what happened and why there's been like a stop. What happened was, I live in on the coast of Mississippi, so it's hurricane season, and basically, long story short, we got hit by a hurricane Wednesday night, and upon the hurricane arriving, we were trying to get our thoughts together and things like that. So I really just, I didn't shelf it, but I've written the episode down and had it ready to go, my notes. But I just stopped because, you know, we didn't know what the hurricane was going to do. We thought that Let me tell y'all, all the hurricanes that have been coming this way have literally either went to the west and kind of hit Louisiana or went to the east and hit Alabama, Florida. This is the first hurricane this season, and I pray that we don't have any more hurricanes that actually was charted for, because a lot of the other hurricanes were charted for us, but they, you know, end up changing direction kind of a couple of days before landfall. This one actually was charted for us and actually did not change direction and hit us. And even so, with it hitting us, we thought, you know, hey, it's going to just be some wind and some rain. And like we were thinking like it's just going to be like a little wind, you know, because they say, you know, the hurricane was going to die off, you know, get weak as it hit land. And it did. It wasn't as strong as it was out in the water. But when I tell you, this wind was not little wind. Like the rain wasn't a problem. It didn't really, it rained a little bit. There was water, you know, being thrown around. But it wasn't a lot of rain as it was wind and wind gusts. It was a Category 2 hurricane. Which most times a Category 2 isn't that bad, but I would think. But this Category 2 wasn't that bad, but the wind was a monster. I think the wind, when it got to us, its peak was like 55, 57, close to 60 miles per hour, and had an even higher wind gust. So, yeah, it was scary, I say that. I've been down here for like 3 years. This is the first, like, major, I wouldn't say major hurricane, but yeah, this is the first hurricane that I've experienced since I moved down here to the coast. And it left some damage. It knocked out the power, which stopped, you know, me from releasing the episode. It knocked out the power. We were without power in our apartment, our little area for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I think we got power back Friday night. Yeah, because I got to watch football Saturday and Sunday. So we got our power back Friday night around 12. So about 12. So Saturday morning, we got our power back. So we just kind of been getting back in the groove, you know, getting stuff situated or whatever. We're okay. We didn't have, you know, any damage to any of our personal property or anything like that. But a lot of people did, man. Trees, fences, all of the traffic lights down here are gone, like blown off the wire. It was just crazy. Like, it looked like a dinosaur just came and chumped them off the line, because they're like in half and all over the road. But, you know, we're doing good, and, you know, we're back and swinging things and getting everything back rolling. So I just wanted to give y'all a quick update, let y'all know what happened. We went through it. We had a hurricane, and the wind was talking to us. It was slapping the door, slapping the windows. Whoosh, what y'all doing in there? Whoosh, what y'all doing in there? Get down. You know, we even seen a tree. We seen a tree get blown right off off its stump. Like, it was crazy how the forces, you know, just the forces of nature are. You know, that was kind of, like I said, that was kind of scary, you know, hearing that wind and feeling that wind. We stay in the apartment. We stay on the second floor, so we have somebody under us and we have somebody above us. And just hearing that wind hit that side of the house and slapping trees and tree branches against the door, it was crazy. But, you know, we're good, you know, thankful for that. And just, you never know, you know, the small things we take for granted, like electricity. We just walk in the room, turn the light on, don't even think nothing of it. Like, walk in the room and like, oh man, it's like walk in the house, like, oh man, it's hot. Man, turn the air on. Like, we don't appreciate those things enough. And being without power for 3 days, really opened my eyes to, like, yo, we really got to start appreciating the small things, you know. During the outage, I literally walked in the bathroom a couple times and hit the light switch. And when I say I hit it so hard and so confident, like, I just knew the bathroom light was about to come on. Like, I just, you know, we don't think about those type of things. We just flip a switch, you know, and don't think twice of it. Kind of how, like, we turn water on, turn the shower on, get the shower warm, you know. So I just want to, you know, say let's start appreciating the small things before I get into the episode. Let's start appreciating the small things because a little category two hurricane came and took our power, and you don't even realize how much you depend on power, you know. So God bless, you know what I'm saying? We good, we back and rolling, got our power back, and I'm definitely going to be appreciating the smaller, try to make a conscious effort to appreciate the small things, because it definitely needs to be appreciated. We take those for granted big time. With that being said, we about to get into the next episode of the Mental Health Series. And today I'm going to talk about, you see the title, Men and Mental Health. Now, my buddy Jason always try to make a pun. And I was going to do that, but that's his idea. He came up with that, so I would let him have it. He capitalized the M-E-N in mental health. It's mental health. shout out Turk. But mental health, men and mental health. Now, I got some notes, but as a black man, nothing to relate to. Actually, there is some of the things that I looked up and researched. I'm like, yo, this is what's been going on, and I didn't even know it, you know. So if you're a woman or a man listening to this, share this episode. Get somebody to listen to it, because this is going to be, again, this mental health series, I think is really good for everybody to hear, no matter your gender or whatever. Because mental health is just something, again, one of those type of things we kind of just ignore and kind of think we're good. And, you know, we're not. We're just not. You know, some of us are, but most of us, we have, you know, demons, you know, anxiety, depression, you know, stress, you know, that gets to us and it can get bad. So I just want to brag on my wife. Shout out, baby. Thank you for doing my hair. And she was, she just twisted it up. I didn't know my hair was this long. I'm happy. I just, you know, I just want to give a shout out to my wife. Love you. protective style, you know, protective style. Because my hair was really, really tangled up and needed to be kind of stretched. So last night she, you know, stayed up and she twisted my hair. It took about 2 hours. So I'm grateful. Thank you. But mental health is one of those things we just kind of think is whatever, you know. So I really wanted, don't fret, women. I'm going to do one for women as well, because not because I was, I had somebody suggest do one on women and being first-time moms. And I don't know anything about being a mom. You know, but I can, you know, I've been around some really strong women in my life. So I'm going to go off experiences and just things I hear them say. But I'm going to do my research for that as well. Because mental health is just something that I say it again. I sound like a broken record. It's just something we just kind of take for granted. We just kind of overlook. And it's not something we should overlook. Because even the little things we go through in life affects our mental state. And we don't realize it. So my man out there, y'all really need to listen up, because we all fall in this category. I don't care who you are, you fall in this category as a man. I know y'all can relate to this. And if you say I'm wrong and you can't relate to it, you're proving my point, just FYI. So, when expressing feelings and showing emotions, we don't show them because we think they're weak. I mean, that's clear as day. You know, so I don't even really want to get too much into that statement, because, again, if you know a man, have a man in your life, mom, pop, brother, husband, boyfriend, son, whatever, you know how men are, especially Southern men, okay? I haven't been all over the United States just yet, but I've met people from different parts of the country. But I could just, I really feel confident in saying that Southern men have more pride than I think most of the country and men from other regions. That's just me, but I really think that. We think expressing emotions and things like that is wrong, and then there's a misconception. And the crazy thing about it, you know, women, when women go through something, they're feeling depressed, they're feeling stressed, you know, they tell you most of the times, you know, they tell you, and they show it, you know, they show their emotions. Men, on the other hand, one of the interesting things I found about men and mental health is that men are more likely to misuse drugs than women. And I was just like, that just makes so much sense. You think about a person who maybe a man who's maybe an alcoholic or who smokes marijuana on a consistent basis. You know, some people smoke it for pleasure, but, you know, hard drugs, I'll say that. The biggest thing that I got from that is that I'm thinking about a person. I've never, you know, abused drugs or anything like that, but being addicted to any drugs. But I'm just thinking how a person would want to rely on a substance to feel better through their daily life. And I'm thinking, like, man, this. I was thinking while I was reading that article, I was like, that sounds like a person who maybe who's depressed, who's stressed out. I wouldn't even say stressed. I'd probably say depressed and I say a little stressed. If you were, you know, they say you are a functioning alcoholic. Those type of people probably more so stressed. But people who are an alcoholic probably have some trauma and some depression issues because they're coping with life with drugs. And when it said men are more likely to do that, I was just like, man, that's crazy, because you see some women on drugs and you see women alcoholics, but not like how you see men. You know, you see a lot of men that are alcoholics, you know, very, you know, not talking down on anybody, but very seldom do you see a homeless woman. You know, you'll see a homeless man before you see a homeless woman, you know. And I just thought that was interesting. So you just kind of, as a man, you kind of got to be aware of your feelings. And I learned at an early age because I was probably around high school, college, my early years in college, when I learned that expressing your feelings and emotion as a man, it doesn't make you weak. It actually makes you stronger. Anybody who can express something that probably makes them look bad or makes them look weak is a strong person. If a person is going through something, let's say a person goes through a breakup and they express their feelings just by saying, you know, this is shook me to my core, blah, 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 blah. You know, I feel really bad. I feel really weak. I'm really sad right now. You know, that anybody who says that type of stuff is a strong person. It takes a really strong person to admit when you're feeling, like, admit weaknesses and stuff like that. And according to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, men die by suicide at a rate of 3.54% higher than women. In 2017. So everything just kind of ties back into, you know, itself. I don't know why. Well, actually, I do. I looked it up. We just have this, and I think it's in my notes somewhere, but we just have this thing in our head that we're supposed to be strong all the time, that we're supposed to not be weak. Like, yo, you sound really dumb right now. You know, when I think about that, like, that just sounds so dumb to me. Like, how in the world are you not supposed to feel emotions? Like, you're not a robot, you know? And that's just because of the upbringing. That's just because of things that, you know, been in play for those are things that have been in play for generations and generations. You know, man, you know, you the man, you don't supposed to be weak. You know, you got to be strong. You don't show no weakness. You don't cry. You don't, you know, show affection. Those type of things. Like, bro, if you trying to have any type of meaningful life, you're going to have to show your emotions. If you're trying to be married and you got a wife, like, people who don't show emotions, I don't even know how they get wives or get in a relationship. You know, it's the very essence of a relationship is emotions, because emotions lead to communication. But anyway, y'all don't hear me. So men don't show emotions or express feelings because they try to be macho. Like I just said, we don't show feelings. And I say we in a general sense, because I think I'm a man who I say I'm good at expressing my emotions and my feelings, but I can be better, you know, so I'm not like perfect at it. I don't think no man is, but I think I do think I've always been at the point since college to, if I'm dealing with, you know, dealing with something, that I can express it and admit that this is, you know, making me weak, or this is breaking me down, this is making me stressed out, I'm not myself. You know, I've always been that type of person, because I think voicing that and getting somebody to hear that, you know, helps you find support, you know, build a good support system, you know. You know, and man, just from a young age, is just taught to be tough. Again, like I said earlier, you just taught to be tough, man. Like, you know, some of these things, just thinking about some of these things, that how the world goes and, you know, maybe gender roles or gender things or whatever. It just, I don't know, like, it's just crazy. You know, you should be in a situation where you can thrive. You know, no matter the situation is, what it is, you should be in a situation you can thrive. A relationship, by yourself, friendship, whatever it is, you just should be in a position where you can thrive. You know, you should be in a position where you can express your emotions. You should be in a position to allow that allows you to do that. That'll nurture you. That'll help you become a better man. Help you to be stronger and help you to fight whatever you're going through. You just should be in those type of situations. And it's just like, we don't realize, like, not expressing emotions is what's killing us men. Like, because when we don't express them, we get stressed out, we get passive, we get depressed. And one of the things, I got some friends and some associates that are men who suffer from anxiety and things like that. And, they say it, and I think that's noble. Like, I think that's cool that they would tell another man, you know, yeah, man, I suffer from anxiety. You know, I be stressed out and stuff like that. I think that's really noble, but I really think us men need to start expressing that in our relationships with our partners. I just really think it's vital and very important to do so. For a long, healthy relationship, how are you going to be in a relationship with somebody and stressed out and having anxiety and your partner doesn't know that? How do you expect them to help you get through it? You know what I'm saying? So, I just think that's something, you know, us men, like, I don't think we have a problem telling our homie, like, yo, I'm just stressed out, bro. I'm feeling down. You know, she broke my heart. I'm depressed or whatever. I don't think we have a problem really with that too much, because the thing about men, when you got your best friend, like, your best friend is that's your boy. You know, y'all talk about anything, y'all can express anything to each other, that's just your boy. But when it comes to your partner, we just kind of freeze, you know. I don't know, especially, you know, I think married people that have been married for a long time, been married for a while, I think they're just like, No emotion. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. And, you know, we won't admit it. Like, we just see it as a sign of weakness. We see everything, any type of emotion, any type of feeling we see as a sign of weakness. Like, you just, man, that's crazy. Then you got toxic masculinity. You know, it's just how we are, you know, just those type of things. All these things just lead to mental health issues. And one of the things that I really found interesting in my research is that men believe, we believe we can fix a problem on our own and move to the next problem. And when I read this, I just kind of paused. I was like, I remember recently going through something and, you know, personal, and just like, you know, I'm gonna be all right. I'm just get through it and move to the next problem. You know, all by myself. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I don't really need to express nothing. I don't really need to say nothing about it. I'm good. Like, this is just, you know, these people that do this type of stuff, that research this type of things, I'm just like, yo, like, you just read me right now. And I'm probably reading a whole lot of y'all. Like, we got to stop thinking like that, man. We're killing ourselves. We're taking away from our lives. We're taking away from our partner's lives. We got to start, if we're feeling a certain way, we have to start expressing it. There's nothing wrong with it. You're not weak in doing so. It's just communication. It's just, you got to reach out. If you're going through something and you can't do it on your own, you do what? You reach out for help. That's the same thing with emotions and things like that. Even when we're like mad and stuff. Like, I think when we're mad and upset, I think that's the only emotion we don't have a problem like showing. Oh, I'm mad. Oh, I'm pissed off. You did this. You said this. Oh, hell no. You ain't gonna talk to me like that. Like, I think defending ourselves and being upset, I think that's an emotion we don't have a problem with showing. And I also think it's an emotion that we should learn how to communicate better and learn how to be composed. Because, I mean, all that rah-rah don't really do anything. Yeah, you get out your emotions, but you most likely you're going to end up saying something that you regret and that you didn't mean. And a lot, sometimes when you say things, you can't come back for it. Come back from it. So we got to stop thinking, man. We got to stop thinking we can fix our problems on our own. Like, there's nothing wrong with reaching out for help, even though we don't like reaching out for help. So we got to start reaching out for help. We got to stop thinking these crazy things, man. And just realize that you're human. Like, you're not invincible, no matter how much you think you are. Like, you're gonna have feelings. You're gonna get upset. You're gonna be heartbroken, you know. And, like, you know, like I said earlier in the podcast, when we do go through these things, we use drugs to cope with it. Alcohol, you know, we use alcohol, we use, you know, marijuana or, you know, other drugs. But I think particularly alcohol, like, becoming a functioning alcoholic or you a real alcoholic, you know, just by drinking and just trying to drown out our feelings and our problems and get drunk and end up doing something that makes the problem even worse, you know. So now you end up in a whole nother situation because now you got a bunch of feelings that you can't, you know, that you won't express or get off your chest. So one of the big things to realize is that as men, I'm talking to my fellas, like, we're killing ourselves when we get stressed out, when we get depressed, when we have anxiety, we don't deal with it. Because we end up using something else that probably harms us, or in the long run harms us. So we got to do a better job of reaching out for help and allowing people to help us when we feel stressed out or, you know, sad. There's nothing wrong with it. You're not weak. You're not less than because you can express your emotion. Anybody that tells you weak or you're not a man because you express your emotions and things like that, that person is not a man. That man is not a man if they can sit there and tell you that. Because I think in order to actually become a man, you actually learn how to express your feelings and your emotions. You learn how to say things. You learn how to, you learn how to ask for help. Nothing wrong with asking for help, you know. And we just got to get this, image out of our head that people are supposed to ask us for help. Like, women are supposed to ask us for help. You know, kids, younger men are supposed to ask us for help. You know, no, you can ask as an older. I'm not old. What I'm talking about? I'm 28. I was getting on a roll, getting on a rent. But as a 28-year-old, I don't have a problem asking a 22-year-old for advice or help if I feel like, you know, they may be more experienced in an area than I am. I have no problem with doing that. I never did, you know, it's just those type of things. You know, I feel like, you know, a 50-year-old man wouldn't ask a 20-year-old man for advice or help. You know, even though that man that's 50 probably experienced a lot more life, but the pride and the oh, I'm older, I got more experience. And, you know, my women do that too. So it's just those type of things. Like, you know, we got to get that out of our head, fellas. Got to get that out of our head. If y'all can take anything from this episode, just take away that as a man, you don't have to hide your emotions and your feelings. If you need help learning how to express emotions and feelings, you know, there's articles. You can get a counselor. You can reach out to me. And I'll help you, just help you understand that there's nothing wrong with it. And if you are feeling depressed or sad or anxious, to get help, you know, go, you know, make an appointment with a physician, a doctor, whatever. Let them know what's going on with you. Tell them what you're feeling, your symptoms, you know, and they can refer you to a counselor or maybe even help you by prescribing you some medicine, you know. Just reach out for help, and it's not okay to not be okay, if that makes sense. Like I know people say it's okay to not be okay, but I think they mean that in the sense of like, hey, it's okay to be sad. If you're going through something, allow yourself to feel those emotions to get through it. But it's not okay to suppress emotions, to find things to cope, you know, bad things to cope with it, like drugs or, you know, things like that. You know, find good things to cope with it. Exercise, a good diet, you know, a nature walk. Excuse me. Any of those type of things. I hope y'all enjoyed the episode. The next episode I'm going to talk about women and mental health. Again, I'm not a woman. I don't really have a lot of expertise in that, but, you know, maybe I have a special guest, you know, maybe I have a special guest on, or, you know, do it myself, but regardless, I'm going to do the research. I'm going to come with the facts. I'm, you know, help the world be a better place in this mini-series on Prosper to Godspeed. This is Prosper to Godspeed. This is your host, Godspeed. I hope y'all enjoyed the episode. Please come back for the next one. Chuk! You got money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered to Godspeed and it got me. Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.